With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Democratic senators vowing to oppose a funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security following the shooting death of a man in Minnesota last week. Now, correspondent Ken Lorman reports this will increase the prospect of a partial government shutdown by the end of the week.
Six of the 12 annual spending bills for the current budget year have been signed into law. Six more await Senate action. If senators fail to act by midnight Friday, funding for agencies covered under those remaining six bills will lapse, triggering a partial government shutdown. Last year, Democrats pushed the federal government into a historic shutdown over Obamacare subsidies. After a record-setting 43 days, they finally agreed to a deal that reopened the government and postponed the subsidy fight. Ken Lorman reporting.
Well, most of that major winter storm has now moved out into the ocean, but National Weather Service meteorologist Allison Santorelli says while the winter storm may have passed, the bitter cold is still with us.
We've got extremely cold air that's going to move in to a lot of these locations that received all of this winter weather yesterday. It's all going to move in there today, and that's only going to prolong the dangerous travel and infrastructure impacts well into the week.
And the storm being blamed for the deaths of at least 30 people, but authorities fear the number will climb because many people were homeless. Meanwhile, the storm being blamed now for the cancellation of yet another 11,400 flights, and a flight tracking site FlightAware said on Sunday nearly 30% of all U.S. departing flights got the axe. At least 18 people have been killed in the southern Philippines. That when a ferry with 300 people on board suddenly sank. This is SRN News. Alliance Defending Freedom unveils its legislative agenda.
The Christian Legal Group hopes lawmakers at the federal and state level will take action on a number of issues in 2026. ADF is calling for efforts to curb the sale of abortion pills, stop the promotion of transgenderism, and protect the right of parents to raise their kids in accordance with their religious beliefs. Senior counsel Matt Sharp says, quote, "We still have a long way to go, but we are hopeful that we can continue to achieve lasting victories this legislative season." Michael Harrington reporting.
Trump administration ending the use of abortion-derived fetal tissue in research funded by National Institutes of Health. The government has funded research involving fetal tissue for decades under Republicans and Democrats. Policy expands restrictions issued in the first Trump administration to cover all NIH-funded research. Documents so say the policy does not end the use of cell lines. This is SRN News. Now, the California Post launching a new tabloid newspaper and news site. Here's Bob Agnew.
The site will bring a brash, cheeky, and conservative-friendly fixture of the Big Apple to the West Coast. The Los Angeles outpost of the New York Post will be digital first, even though for $3.75, readers can also purchase a daily print publication featuring the paper's famously splashy front-page headlines. Of course, the Post's infamous gossip column will get a Tinseltown version, Page 6 Hollywood, expected to keep a snarky eye on red carpets and celebrity culture. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump says he's increasing tariffs on South Korean goods because the country's National Assembly has yet to approve the trade framework announced last year. He says import taxes would be raised on autos, lumber, and pharmaceutical drugs from South Korea. More details, srnnews.com.